Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. This is one more episode of the Follow English podcast. My name is Marcos Gazan and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre, from the south of Brazil. Today is April the 23rd, it's a Wednesday, and I'm going to be speaking about the secrets to learning English. But is there a secret to learning English? Do you think there is a secret to learning English? Well, I don't think so. I really don't think there is a secret. And I want to talk about four different issues which are, in my opinion, related to the learning, to the language learning process, and how they will affect your language learning process. But really, I don't think there is a secret to learning a language. So I divided my talk in four different parts, and in each part I will be speaking about one specific issue which is related to the language learning process. So let's get started then. The first one, in my opinion, and again, I don't think there is a secret to learning any foreign language. So the first issue is engagement. I think engagement is essential. Whatever you want to learn in life, I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be a language, a foreign language. It could be anything you want to learn in life. If you don't spend the time, yes, and if you don't take all the opportunities you can find, you can, that come across your way, you certainly will fail to learn and to progress in the language. And so here it's not engagement. I want to make sure you understand that engagement is not only about time, because let me give you an example. I have a student, and some time ago she told me, "Hey Marcus, I've been listening to English every day. I think this will help me a lot." And I said, "Wow, that's great. Yes, what are you listening to?" And then she said, "Well, I'm listening to the MP3 files from the textbook we use." And then I said, "Wow, that's nice. But when do you usually listen to that, yes, to the audio?" And then she told me, "Yeah, sometimes I'm washing the dishes or I'm cleaning the house and I put it in the background." And then I was thinking later on, is this really helpful? If you're doing something else and you're not concentrated, and simply because you want to spend more time engaged with English, you think that, okay, if I put some audio in the background, or if I switch on the CNN or the BBC in the background while I'm doing something else, the words will simply, fly into my mind or float into my mind. No, that's I don't think this is the case. You know, I think engagement means time, but it also means quality. So if you don't have quality, if you're not really concentrated, that's not really time spent with the language. Of course, engagement means spending time with the language, but you need quality. Yes, and you also need to find opportunities and to look for opportunities for you to be engaged with the language. Yes. So this is the first point. The second point is attitude. Attitude is very important because it also reflects on the way you deal with your own mistakes and with your goals. So if you, every time you make a little mistake, you are very worried about that, you want to, if you pay too much attention to mistakes and you don't manage to to enjoy the language, to enjoy the moments, and to look at the positive things. If you don't have a positive attitude, that's the word, a positive attitude, then I think this will, in a way, will prevent you from progressing more naturally. And that's the word, progressing more naturally. So you will go back and study grammar, and then you will forget the past tense of a specific verb, and then you will punish yourself because of that, and you will try to memorize again the irregular verbs. And so this is not the positive attitude. Look at the positive things. Look at the way you are managing to progress in terms of communication. And don't look too much to the details. Another thing that I think is related to attitude, and this is the second issue I'm talking about, is setting realistic goals. If you only look at language learning, if you can only picture yourself in a situation, in a perfect situation, like as if you're making a public speech or something like that, and there are hundreds of listeners paying attention to you, go step by step, set realistic goals, try to see yourself a step ahead but not 10 steps ahead, and try to go step by step. So this is, I mean, because if you set unrealistic goals, if you set goals which are too far-fetched, perhaps you will feel frustrated very easily and very quickly, and you will end up giving up, you see? So this is not positive attitude. This is a negative attitude. So try to keep a positive attitude. When you make mistakes, try to be curious about why you made that mistake, and try to, I don't know, try to learn some vocab to compensate that. Try to, try to deal with your mistakes in a positive way, not in a negative way. So let's move on. The third issue I want to discuss today is responsibility. And here, responsibility is also connected with curiosity. Because if you're curious about language, it means that you make your own decisions. And that means that you take responsibility for your own learning process. So you don't look for a teacher or for an institution and go there and just pay how much they want you to pay, or whatever price they're asking you to pay, and then, okay, it's not my responsibility because I'm paying, and I'm paying a very high price, and so they are responsible for my learning progress. No, that's not true. That's not true. When you pay for an institution or for a teacher, which I think it's a very good idea, you are paying someone to give you tips, to help you, to make it easier for you, to facilitate, you're not paying this institution or this teacher to actually open your mind and bury deep inside your mind all the vocab and the grammar structures that you need to know to be fluent in English. So take your own responsibility. Be curious about language. Be hungry. That's a good term to use here metaphorically. Be hungry. Go after whatever you want to learn. Yes? Try to discover language. Try to understand why. Don't simply memorize things. Take responsibility. Go further. In just because you're paying someone, don't blame them, for your own failures. Yes? They're not to blame for your own failures. They're there to help you. But if you can't really take responsibility, if you're not mature enough to take responsibility for your learning, don't blame other people for your failures. Yes? The last issue I want to talk about is, I can summarize with the word pleasure. because all these all the learning process can be fun, can be and I mean fun, it's not something you're laughing at, or can be fun, can be you know, when you are when you find your passion. Yes, it's the same in the professional. I think it's pretty much the same if you are looking for a career, and if you find something that you're that you have a passion for, or something that it's, you know, when work becomes play, you know, so it's not hard for you. It's something that is relaxing, something that it's relaxing, it's pleasant, it's nice. It's not something like, oh shit, tomorrow I have English class again, or oh, I have to read something in English. You're just doing it for the sake of doing it. No, you have to find your passion. And finding your passion is actually finding the right strategy to learn. Because if you find the right strategy, and in my opinion, this is something very personal, it can vary a lot. There are people who love TV series, like those sitcoms and or whatnot. I don't know. This is something that I've never done in my life. You know, I don't. This is not for me. It's not my passion. But I see a lot of people are, you know, really love those sitcoms and TV shows. So why not? That's a great way to learn vocab. It's a great way to be engaged with a language. It's a great way to discover language, to learn some new expressions, to see, to be in contact with native speakers. I mean, you're not personally in contact with native speakers, but at least you can experience language in context, or in a more realistic context, at least a more realistic context than the context you find in textbooks. But still, so it's very good. I think it's a good thing, but it's not for me. So in my case, I prefer to watch YouTube videos. I prefer to listen to podcasts. I prefer different things. You know, maybe I think that TV series don't really appeal to me because you have to, you know, go again and watch the next episode and in another episode, and everything is, you know, there is a sequence, and then in this case for me, I don't have much time to follow those, but for some people it works really well, and I don't think it's something to discard. I think everything, there are people who love reading, so they can read whole novels like in a couple of weeks or even less than that. So great, that's another great way to learn languages. There are people who love grammar books and they love going unit by unit and discovering language and so on. That's great, yes, but of course my final tip here is try to find different strategies, not only one strategy. Try to find different ways that you enjoy, that you like, that you feel relaxed, that you feel good about, yeah. So different ways to practice your English, different ways to be in contact with your English, and this is the last issue I wanted to talk about. So engagement, attitude, responsibility, and pleasure. Yeah. So these are the four issues I talked about, which somehow relate to the way. To the process of language learning, especially foreign language learning. That's what I'm talking about. So thank you very much for listening. I remind you once again that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can find a contact form there. You can contact me. You can send an email to info@followenglish.com.br as well. You can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Remember that you just need to look for Follow English all together in one word. I would love to hear from you, and if you have any comments or if you have any suggestions for future episodes, I would love to hear from you. Again, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I hope you keep learning. See you next time. Bye.